Are you a filmmaker? Are you sick of not getting any exposure for your work? Do you submit to film festivals and nothing comes of it? Maybe your work gets screened. Maybe you meet someone. Maybe you don't. The Boston Collective Film Festival, which is my film festival, is teaming up with ASMR Kitten. Caitlin, who's a fan of this show, who's a friend of this show, who's been on this show, we're doing a festival together, a film festival together, and it's like nothing else you've ever seen before. Eyes and exposure on your project are the number one thing you need to succeed in the age of filmmaking and the internet. Go to filmfreeway.com/Boston. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. And submit now. The winners of this film festival will have a video created by Caitlin, ASMR Kitten. Look her up. Over 25,000 subscribers on YouTube. She'll be making a reaction video to your trailer, and it'll get you the eyes and exposure you need to succeed in the world of film. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. Go submit today. And if you use the code HACKTHOUGHT, you'll get 10% off your entry fee, which, if you're a YouTuber, by the way, is crazy cheap. That's, you're going to be paying almost nothing to enter this film festival with a chance to, A, get to work with ASMR Kitten, Caitlin, who is an amazing YouTuber, and B, get the eyes and exposure on your channel. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. Yeah. You want to go first?
I do. I actually really do.
Can I tell you why I'm so fucking excited?
Why is that?
I have a setup now where I have refused in my life. I own a great deal of shotgun microphones. I refuse in my life to be anything other than a Real Housewives from the show Real Housewives. So now I'm just sitting on a couch. That's what my podcast is. I'm mic'd like it's a little thing in here. I'm sitting on a couch talking to you. This is really going to take my manipulative therapist theme I'm going with on the show, where I do psychological experiments on you, to a whole other level. I need the audience to picture things right now.
Let me tell you something.
Wait,
Mike.
First, can I try a hack thought thing before while we're picturing things?
Go.
It's on you too.
Okay.
Okay, I clipped my nails just before the show. My toenails. I clipped my toenails just before the show.
Oh, so you're perfectly in that mood.
Okay,
so
imagine that. Hold on. No, shut up. Stop trying to make jokes. You're not funny. Imagine that. Now imagine I didn't clip my toenails before the show. I have long toenails.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're getting at.
Much worse, right? Much worse,
I mean,
right?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, are they starting to curl? Are they that long?
No.
Are they discolored?
No,
are they
no,
chipped
no, no,
in certain
no, no,
places?
No, 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 no. Don't go extreme. Don't go extreme. They're just, you know, 2 to 3 millimeters, like uncut toenails, you know?
Mm-hmm. A little bit of white. A little bit of white.
A little bit of white. You notice it standing up. Not the proper amount, you know what I mean? Not like, oh, my toenails are a little long. You know, you're looking at your feet at the gym, changing your socks, stepped in a puddle. No, you're standing and you're like, oh, those are too long.
Let me ask you something, Michael.
But that's not what's going on with my toenails. This is all theater of the mind.
Oh, wait, so you didn't cut your toenails?
My toenail, I'm not going to ever reveal. We keep this show politics and toenail free.
Oh, okay. Well, that takes care of my next question. Anyway, by the way, this has to be called the Ham Saga. It has to be the Ham Saga. There's different levels of ham.
I think we did a ham.
What?
I mean, no. I love it. I love if we teach people about, you know, oh, this is a prosciutto. I was just eating pepperoni before this. Wait, so no, imagine listeners. Welcome to Hack Thought, the podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. Here's what's going on. I torture Deepu because I've tricked him into thinking that we're friends and I just torture him. But I do psychological experiments on him. So this is my new setup. I'm sitting on a couch with a cup of coffee in my hand, fully mic'd, just ready to mess with his head. So excited for this. Okay, Ham Saga. Why are you so excited for ham?
I just realized there's different levels of ham.
Hold on one second. That's the stupidest thing you've ever said. you're an idiot. You're an absolute moron.
You know, all these times I thought it was just ham. But, like, there's cheap ham. There's medium-priced ham. There's slightly overpriced ham. Does good ham, say, this does is
under the, this is under the category, this is all under the category of sudden realizations. I left my oven on. I don't talk to my family enough. I should be a better part of my community. I'd like to renew my relationship with God. And boy, there seems to be a great deal of variety in ham. What?
I'm stunned. It's like, you're going to treat this pig so many different ways? It's going to taste so many different ways? I can't believe it.
What would you say these kind of things to me? How are you expecting me to react?
I don't know. Join me in the befuddlement. Join me. Like, oh my God, Oscar Mayer? We don't have to eat Oscar Mayer ham?
Let's do it your way. Let's do it like it's some sort of role play fantasy. Let's pretend that this is a fetish of yours and I don't understand it. So let's do it. And you're going to be a director. This is kind of the show, everyone. I don't want a new listener. I always try to be nice to new listeners. The show is about thoughts you don't think to think about.
I'm right on the money.
Yeah, thank you. As per the fucking iTunes description. So, but that doesn't mean that it's like, we're just going to share fun thoughts with each other. It's a pointed conversation about exploring mostly the recesses of Deepu's mind that go unexplored and why he conforms with the ideas of society so often.
Mm-hmm.
That's the show in a very philosophical way. However, there are certain elements where, because he is like a sort of burger boy from the planet Cheezylon, that I have to get inside. I don't understand his culture, you know? His culture our streets are made of onions. So I have to sometimes understand what he's fucking talking about.
Yep.
Let's do it like roleplay. You're going to say to me a fact about ham. Mm-hmm. However arbitrary it is, it can be there are a lot of different types of hams.
Sure. Yeah.
And you're going to tell me before you say it how you think I would react. Emotions, even phrases you think, even realizations I'm going to have.
This is going to be
so
hard.
So what you're going to say, oh my God. You're going to say, this is going to be hard. It's his own thought. And it says, do you see what I'm saying, everyone? These are his ideas. And he's like, boy, I don't understand what's going on. Okay. So you tell me a thought you're going to say about ham and I'll react. Or do you want me to do it blind?
No, I'll give you your reaction first. I'm going to give you a reaction first.
And then I just react after you say it.
Yeah.
This is not going to work, but let's do it.
All right.
You're an idiot.
So your reaction's going to be, oh, wow, that sounds delicious. I never heard of that.
Okay.
All right. That's the fact. But, all right, that's your reaction.
But I mean, if I have heard of it, what should I do?
I don't know. You're polite, and you just agree with me. And you say that I helped you learn something.
Well, now we're getting somewhere psychologically. So I'm supposed to
indulge
just say,
me. You ever heard of indulging shit besides chocolate?
Yeah. What are we, like 100 episodes deep? Yeah. So I've heard of indulging you. Okay. So,
oh, fuck.
So say a fact about ham.
Yep.
What is this? Say a fact about ham.
All right,
and
all right,
I'll react as if you've enlightened me to, like, antibiotics. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I found out that there's a type of ham that they leave the fat cap on. They leave the fat cap on. It's, like, really gelatinous.
Wow, gelatinous ham. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know.
Great. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. Some hams have no meat at all.
By the way, if everyone was listening being like, oh, you know, Mike, you like maybe what you're assuming you know everything about ham, there you go. He doesn't even know what he's fucking talking about.
Well, I mean,
you'd
listen, did you
think I wrote it? You'd think that before the microphones turn on, I go, Deepu, just act like a goddamn moron. And if you say any, like, if you say any facts, leave, like, a huge element out of it and be like, I don't know. Go on, what's the next one, and how am I supposed to react?
Okay. Did you know that some hams aren't...
No, I'm not ready!
Oh, wait, no. Oh, no, your reaction. Your reaction to this would be, you just, in such shock, you jump out the window. You're in such shock, you just, I don't hear from you again. You jump out the window,
well,
you break your neck.
That's not really a direction other than me putting a sound effect in. I'm not really... Okay.
Okay.
I need to get out of this river immediately. Can you please
fucking
tell me what you want. Pretend like you've worked at the highest levels in the podcast field and that you're a professional comedian and that you could set up a fucking bit. Just pretend
This was your bit. I'm rolling with you.
No. What's happening here is I don't know what you want in life when you say, boy, if I was a girl that you were dating and you're like, oh, the date's going so bad, I'm going to go to the bathroom, okay? And I'm going to just plan this out. And you're in the bathroom having your Will Smith Hitch moment or Hitch 2, Aladdin, because that's what that movie is. Watch it. It's a much better movie. You're in the bathroom. You're like, I got to say something to make her think X about me. She thinks I'm X. I'm not that. So I'll say X. That's what I think, because I don't know what you want in the world when you say, my mouth is going to say facts about ham.
Yeah, you want. I got it. When you framed it that way, I'm so ready. I'm always constantly preparing myself to talk to women. So it's like, I get it now.
Oh, I know what my episode's going to be about. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
How far into we are this? This is like 10 minutes now of us doing this?
Okay. I'm out of the bathroom. I'm coming back to the table.
You're in the bathroom and you say you're going to share this fact with her and she'll think this. Like, you know, let's say you're some scummy dude and you're like, I'm going to tell her I have a Ferrari and she's going to think I'm like rich and cool. Okay, so do it in that model. Like, I'm going to tell her, like, you know, and you don't know me that well. You know what I mean? We didn't even meet through mutual friends. Like, we were at like an event and you thought I was friends with your friends. But, you know, you don't really know me. And so, like, you kind of got my number, and then you're like, oh, I'm going out. My name's Carol. I'm going out with Carol, and, like, you know, I don't – what do you know about her? And your friend Greg is like, I don't know Carol. And you call up Stacey, like, Stacey. And she's like, oh, hi, Deep. And you're like, hey, Stacey. And she's like,
hey,
oh, my God.
I got it.
Are you going to interrupt? This is essential. And she's like, oh, my God, do you want to see my new bike? You're like, no, Stacey. Is Carol your friend or is it Bartholomew's? She's like, Bartholomew's in Spain. Did you not hear he broke? He's like, Stacey, stay focused. Do you know Carol? And she's, you don't know, nobody knows Carol. I am a rogue entity. So you don't know anything about me.
Yeah. So she's already kind of on the fence. She's like on the fence about me. She knows nothing about me.
Well, quite the other way. She's very open. Carol's not an on the fence person. You know, Carol doesn't do things if she's on the fence. She would say she's not on the fence. She's curious about something. You know, she's learning. That's who Carol is as a woman.
Okay. I'm going to indulge your hypothetical. But
again,
I want you.
Not a hypothetical. Me using something you understand to make you make sense to the rest of the world. Because my podcast this week started with, boy, there's a lot of hams. And so I need to spend a lot of time explaining to people what the fuck you're talking about. So don't put this on me.
Okay, well, apparently...
So you're in the bathroom, you're looking at yourself in the mirror, and you're saying, I'm going to say this, and she's going to think this. What's your ham fact that you're coming out to tell me?
All right, I'm walking back. She's looking gore. Carol's looking fantastic.
God damn it, Deepu. Tell me what my reaction is in the fucking bathroom, and then I, Carol, will react like the girl of your fucking dreams.
Okay. Your reaction's going to be, or I hope it's going to be,
you're so... Worldly,
okay.
Okay.
And I'm also olive oil from Popeye. Okay, got it. That's who Carol is.
Yeah.
You've got this fact in your head. You look yourself in your mirror and go, that's it, Deepu. Brush some water on your face. You're walking back to the table. I obviously look fantastic. Please do not patronize me or objectify me. Don't tell me how I look. I know I look good.
Yeah, you just spent 5 minutes in the bathroom yourself.
Don't, please.
Okay. Please. Sorry, that was a personal thing.
You don't know what it's like to be a woman.
I really, really don't.
You really, really don't.
All right, I'm walking back. Oh, hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I just realized I got to try this ham once. I was in this really bougie party, and it's called... Safua ham. It's from
How do you say it?
Safua, Sophua. I guess is how it's outspelled. That's kind of like how I'm imagining it spelled. But it's from like this sub Mediterranean culture that no one knows about anymore. It's like a tribe, and they make this ham. And instead of just hanging the ham leg to dry, they have people devoted to blowing on it. to cool it down. Well, not to cool it down, to air it out. And it's the breath of these people that makes the ham so rare and so good. You got to try it.
Wow, were you some sort of marine or world explorer from the days of many seafaring cartographers? That is, I cannot believe it. What brings you around the world to be able to? You have such a vast knowledge of things, including pork. I'm so. What gives you? I just want to know. I want to hear all your. Oh, Deepu, mm-hmm. You know, it's me, Carol, talking from my Carol heart, and I just want to hear all your stories. You're like Sinbad. I want to hear how you've gone around the world, and maybe one day you have pork, and I don't know. I can't even imagine. Maybe the next you don't have pork.
Sometimes I don't.
Little tiny mind can't imagine it. Before, you know, when I came in here, I didn't know who you were. And now I'm standing here with someone like Iskander the Great, conqueror of Xerxes' armies. I don't know how many epitaphs you have. And maybe
Let me tell you something, Carol. When I look in your eyes, when I see your...
I don't have eyes. These are grapes. I meant to bring it up later.
Well, that's
self-conscious of my eyes, and so I slice a grape and sort of like a contact. I paint it. I spend all night painting it, and I put it over my eyes.
You know, I noticed that, and from my worldly travels, I know a grape when I see one. Let me put it that way.
Can I say something for you, worldly man?
Sure.
Next time, I'll use lychee berries.
Oh my God! They look like little spiky balls.
To be more world, no, peeled.
Oh, okay, sure.
Are you kidding?
I mean, if I was going for an aggressive look, I would use the spiky ball, unpeeled.
Although now I want to see someone's eyeballs replaced with lychee berries with the spikes on it.
Yes, we're losing.
Is that
the audience.
A thing in the world, Deepu? We lost the audience when you brought up ham. There's no one here because someone tuned in and said, "Boy, what's this about?" And you replied quickly, "Ham." So what's your episode? Start the episode halfway through. Ham Saga, welcome to Hack Thought Podcast. Shove a ham up your ass edition. Theme song by Freddie Unreal and the Pork Boys. And the Turnbucklers. Oh my God, bring in the theme song.
Are you a filmmaker? Are you sick of not getting any exposure for your work? Do you submit to film festivals and nothing comes of it? Maybe your work gets screened, maybe you meet someone, maybe you don't. The Boston Collective Film Festival, which is my film festival, is teaming up with ASMR Kitten. Caitlin, who's a fan of this show, who's a friend of this show, who's been on this show, we're doing a festival together, a film festival together, and it's like nothing else you've ever seen before. Eyes and exposure on your project are the number one thing you need to succeed in the age of filmmaking and the internet. Go to filmfreeway.com/Boston. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. And submit now. The winners of this film festival will have a video created by Caitlin, ASMR Kitten. Look her up. Over 25,000 subscribers on YouTube. She'll be making a reaction video to your trailer, and it'll get you the eyes and exposure you need to succeed in the world of film. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. Go submit today. And if you use the code HACKTHOUGHT, you'll get 10% off your entry fee, which, if you're a YouTuber, by the way, is crazy cheap. You're going to be paying almost nothing to enter this film festival with a chance to, A, get to work with ASMR Kitten, Caitlin, who is an amazing YouTuber, and B, get the eyes and exposure on your channel. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston.